some things to talk about, y'all. And we gonna talk about it. Been going for a minute on this health thing. I'm just gonna go ahead and talk about it until they actually remove me off of my voice. So right now, over here, it's gonna be Herbalist Kareem Speaks. We're gonna talk about health on Herbalist Kareem Speaks podcast. And over there on my other podcast, dealing with, you know, HK Network, that'll be actually uplifting and starting their business. But here, I have to keep you informed of what's going on. Been gone 2 minutes, too long, trying to figure out my footing. But here we go. So, how y'all been? This is what I've been doing. You know, I know that I haven't been on the scene over here on Herbalist Kareem Speaks because the censor has been pretty serious. It's been real serious, more than just pretty serious. It's been going on for the last 2.5, almost 3 years. A lot of individuals don't have a place to go to speak in my lane when you're dealing with health and when you're dealing with regimens. I am building a website to put all the health videos right back onto the foursidesoflife.com website. It's going to be over there. We're putting it in motion right now that you'll be able to just click, watch it. All you have to do is put your email in, and now you'll be able to watch the videos. So we're just trying to make sure we don't fall into no traps with YouTube, because when you put videos on your channel, on your website, it will slow the website page down. Okay, so that's we're working towards that. But now what we're doing on Foresight's Life, we're actually bringing different products to the scene, because we have a lot of emails dealing with people that are beat up, you know, because I don't even think I can say it here because they just put ads on these podcasts. I can't even just say what I want to say because it's not my platform. Over on HK Network TV, if you want to become a member there, this is where I actually speak the way I want, but I'm teaching on other things. It depends on what the subject matter and the masses of what people want is what I'm going to cover. But here, right here, this is strictly about health. But I'll use certain words that won't get me pretty much, won't get the platform anchor. That's why the podcast of this one is embedded. And no issues with problems with people just putting ads on there. Because they're going to put the ads on there whether I ask them or not. If it was a way I can turn it off, I don't know where you turn it off at. I haven't even looked. But I'm just going to speak and cover information, the latest information that's happening, so you guys can be informed. The same way I was doing in 2019 before they actually started hitting me with strikes. I'm going to start putting these up, okay? Same thing I was doing all of 2020. I'm going to start sharing information. What I was doing in 2021 when they really got serious with me and started hitting me with claims and strikes, and then I moved all the channels around because I seen what they was doing, moved all the videos to Herbalist Kareem, and they sniped that channel because I knew that if I move the videos, I'll get a chance to see if these videos are really a problem for them. So I took all the videos down that had to do with the actual pandemic, actually the situation, and I wanted to see if they were going to reach back to 2017 and 16 and 18 on videos that had nothing to do with the pandemic. Before this pandemic was here, will they take my videos down? And they did. So I saw that. Now I'm left with a channel that was built on health and business, but I'm mainly focused on health. So now I'm have a channel that is pretty much dealing with business, a little bit of this, Africa, a little bit with travel, a little bit just speaking my mind, some with skits, because it's kind of like out of its algorithm what it's supposed to do. But I'm stripping the channel and I'm pulling it towards all business, showing people how to get it. Because it's not really that difficult. Because plus, they didn't just unleash me to the areas of making sure that I'll have individuals solidly understand that they don't need to be on a 9-to-5. So I talk heavily on that HK Network podcast. You can find that probably in this link below because I'm going to start adding it so you can have places where to find me. But let's get into this right here. Let's get into some information on, I'm going to be sharing news and information. I have something for individuals that probably just took the shot when it was necessary, when it was mandatory. You probably took the shot and when it first came out. And if you didn't really go heavily into going to get the second and the third, the boosters and whatnot, you might be most likely okay. You know what I'm saying? I mean, most likely. And I'm going to play. I always like to back up my information with receipts of state licensed doctors. But I'll get that for you another time to make sure I come here. I'm going to be coming here at least 2 to 3 times a week to make sure I just give the information, because a lot of people were kind of upset. Not upset, but more like agitated, like, wow, they got Kareem and he can't really have his voice no more. He can't speak. They shadowing him and abandoning him here. Now he has to have the paid section. Well, I'm going to speak right here on the health section. I'll speak on the other podcast about business, and I'll go into more deeper with my HK network. But over here, I'm going to try to dance around the words like I did on YouTube, and hopefully it'll be fine. So y'all just roll with me. I hope you guys appreciate my time, because I really just, you know, my queen was like, okay, you're doing Four Sides of Life, you're doing the courses, you're doing the podcast over there, you're showing people how to do business, you're doing a little bit of coaching and mentorship through other people that you're training, and they're going to train them. You know, you're spreading yourself too thin. I said, well, I'll be all right. I'm just going to go ham for about 2023, 2024, and then I'm going to retire, because there is a greater wealth of transformation happening in front of you guys. If you want to hear more about it, go on with HK Network TV and you'll find out, you know, my podcast. But anyways, let's get into this, because I don't want to really keep you long. I want to share this with you. I hope you're doing okay wherever you are right now. You know, we are in a situation that people are actually, you know, trying to transform people's and change their DNA, change their actual mitochondria, change who they are. And we have a individual like myself is trying to inform you on how you need to slow down and think. Okay, so let me show you what's going on to doctors out there. This is what's done last year. But this lady's still going through some issues. I'll probably bring more information about what she's doing in her current state. But these are doctors all over. As soon as you think something happened to Kareem just taking the channel on, these doctors are losing their livelihood just for helping their patients. There are real doctors out there that really care about their patients. They care about your lives, and they are good Christians and religious people, Catholics, you know, whatever, you know, Mormons, you know, Hebrews, I mean, whatever lane it in, they are good doctors and good human beings, spiritual people. They're good doctors, but they can't really do what they signed up and went to school for anymore, because these imps are trying to slow them down. We don't know what we're talking about. We just supposed to look a blind eye when we help people. So let me play this video right here so you can hear it for yourself. You know, you can hear what's going on with the news. I would let the news report it, okay? Let's go.
Hospital after they say she was spreading misinformation on social media. Well, today, the doctor
Let's
held
back
a
that
press...
Up. Let's back it up.
Houston doctor who had her privileges suspended by Houston Methodist Hospital after they say she was spreading misinformation on social media. Well, today, the doctor held a press conference to tell her side of the story.
And Fox 26's Randy Wallace is joining us live from the Southwest side with more on this. Randy.
Jonathan, the Twitter war between Houston Methodist Hospital and Dr. Mary Bowden began last Friday. The hospital claimed she was spreading dangerous misinformation about the COVID-19 vaccine and treatments.
My name is being vilified. I have people leaving fake reviews on my website, all over the media. I have people calling me a sister of the devil and misconstruing my intentions. So I want to set the record straight.
Since the pandemic began, Dr. Mary Bowden, an ear, nose, and throat specialist, says her Kirby Drive clinic has been open 7 days a week. She says she's tested more than 80,000 people for COVID and treated more than 2,000 patients.
I do not want to be in the media, and I do not appreciate the way Methodists handled this. I'm simply trying to help my patients.
In a tweet, Houston Methodist Hospital stated,
I want to make sure you heard that. The part that she said, I'm simply trying to help my patients. That's all she's trying to do. How are you going to tell a doctor that's been doing this for 10, 20 plus years, 30 years, that when she sees patients, she's supposed to turn a blind eye? That's the same thing with me, what I was dealing with. I don't supposed to say nothing. I understand the body. I understand the digestive tract. I understand the basics. I mean, more than the basic about the digestive tract, the bloodstream, the actual mitochondria, the DNA. I understand the cells. You have 30 trillion cells in your body. But they want to talk about cancer. They want to tell you where there's certain area that might be a few billion that you... I can't even get... This is ridiculous. When individuals have studied and have decided to go further than just science, they understand man and they understand the creator and they understand the makeup of your immune system. They supposed to just turn a blind eye, a nose, a ear, and a throat specialist? This is where they testing you at, right? Your nose. Yeah, they swabbing inside your nose. Yeah. So when they having issues and people are getting, God, hey, what's going on? I don't understand. And these are her patients. She's treated over 80,000. And then for when they're dealing with that issue situation, the pandemic, over 2,000 she's treated, but she has already seen in her lifespan of over 80,000. But these two, you have an issue with? Well, look, she didn't slap the $25 million defamation lawsuit against them, Houston Methodist Hospital, defaming her character. We're going to talk about that next time. It's going to be a lot of information that I'm going to be dropping in here, allowing you to know what's going on with a bunch of doctors, because the mainstream media don't want to put this information out. Their favorite line is, we individuals that are herbologists, natural healers, and licensed doctors are spreading misinformation. It is misinformation, because you're talking about the state. You're talking about the big pharma, what they want to do. It is misinformation towards them. I mean, you know, what they're putting out, and they paid enough money to make sure that natural healers and doctors don't have a say-so. It's misinformation against what they don't want to be said. I hope you caught it. But it's not truthful information. It's not document information. It's not database. When you have a patient come in there, or you talking to about their issues and symptoms that they're dealing with, and you just like do symptoms 101. Do you treat the symptom or do you deal with the root cause? Doctors are trying to deal with root cause, and doctors out there, they do not totally root cause, but they have to stay within the guidelines. So they know this temporary medication that they'll put you on should take care of your temporary situation. If you want to continue and you don't want to switch up your diet, you don't want to actually start eating right, you don't want to turn from your ways of how you're just damaging the body, you don't want to do a detox or a cleanse at least once or twice a year. If you don't want to do that, hey, look, Big Pharma said, as long as I'm my doctor, these medications work, but they might harm you later on down the line, but they'll take care of your situation right now. It'll take care of your symptoms right now, okay? But the problem is you get on so many temporary symptom medications, you end up, you know, having like 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 and 13 and 12 and 15 at a time. Now you're not even yourself anymore because you're on too many medications at one time. So you come around and see somebody like myself that's a natural healer. Natural healers deal with natural. Nothing that is actually going to alter your body. But the times we live in now, you need more than just the herbs. They didn't kind of put, like I said on YouTube, they didn't put natural healers and herbologists and herbalists a vice grip on us. And they are doing them doctors even extra dirty. Nurses should step up to the plate. There are not a lot of nurses out there. They could really just band together and they can just be consultants and let go of the state license that put regulatory guidelines on you and state license and requirements on you. It's other ways that you can help your patients. But I'm just trying to share with you what's going on. And I wanted you to see and hear about this young lady, one doctor. I mean, because I'm going to have doctors after doctors after doctors, a bunch of them out there. And I'm going to bring forth that other doctor that broke down. Like if you individuals went in the actual somewhere out there, I forgot the doctor's name. That's why I got to look it up and bring it to you on one of the next videos. I mean, next podcast. A doctor that was breaking down, letting you know, if you, just give you a little snippet. If you was in that first trial phase when you had to go get it, everybody's rushing out and the jobs were telling you, you had to go get this mandatory vaccination shot. If you was in that number, okay, and you went somewhere in them parking lots, they wasn't keeping them all on ice. And when you're dealing with these syringe vaccination, they have to be at a certain, you know, level of temperature. They have to stay cold. And if they actually are not, I mean, at a certain temperature of coldness, not dropping, because if it do, it turns into like mush. And they just like was injecting a lot of people with just mush and nothing really was happening to y'all. But they was injecting more than just the defense of that, whatnot. You know what I'm saying? We ain't gonna go there because a lot of y'all, enough of y'all know. But y'all want to know what you can do now? I'm gonna be honest. It's about boosting your immune system. I'm gonna be sharing stories of what's going on, but a lot of individuals out there are just kind of like selling you a dream and telling you that this is the, they could take care of this, or you, I can do this. If you take this formula right here, it's going to knock it out. It's going to take it out. Or if I actually shock you, or if I actually, you come in here and we do a transfusion, or if we actually inject you with this, oh, it's going to take it out. No, it's not. It's not. You have to understand what this is. This is different. This one right here was a different type of injection. And it deals with on a frequency level. They hit you with a bunch of nanos. You know, micro nanos up in your body. So it's attached to, like I said, on my YouTube channel. And they saw what I was doing. They kind of, the Autobot, they put a real person on mine because I was dancing over the AI. But, you know, but they caught up with me on certain words that was starting to become popular, like V'd up and you know, certain words that they didn't just want you to even speak on at all. But yeah, when you dealing with this right here, it deals with 6G, 7G. It's dealing with all that. Uh-huh. Thinking 6G ain't here. I used to work on cell towers. I know what's up. You know what I mean? But right now, you just only have the 5G. But they have certain frequencies, things that they can actually just penetrate your body. And by you having that, it ain't like you going to fall over and die. Some people are. You know, may they rest in peace. But some people's body is just getting sicker. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but if you come down with something like a cold or flu, now all of a sudden your body can't handle it. And then you go in there and you see the doctor and they give you some medication. And now your body's immune system is even lower. You do know your immune system is made of what makes that immune system really, really go is your cells. Those 30 cells, that's plus cells, 30 trillion plus cells that are in your body that makes up you. You become a new person. You know what I'm saying? I mean, as they change all the time, these cells. So you want to make sure you keep your immune system strong, whether you are vaccinated or not. Keep your immune system strong, because we all affected on this one right here. Oh, yeah, that's for sure. So, yeah, you know, if you want to look up that lady's name, her name was Dr. Mary Bowden. Bowden? I'm going to say her name. B-U-W-D-E-N. Probably said butchered her name. Dr. Mary. And she was, she used to work at the hospital. Houston Methodist. So she going after them. She got herself an attorney. You want to talk about her? She going to get you. You know, she going to shut them down. So you got to know how to just, you know, you might be able to stop. And this is the thing. A lot of these hospitals are getting in trouble because they're in the state. So they got something higher, that authority that tells them what they can and can't do. So, and the state, you got a county in the state, and you got a city in the county. So all of them answer to somebody. The state answers to the U.S. You know what I'm saying? So don't think that these red and blues are really not getting along right now. They're really not getting along. They're not. It's a real true fight going on right now, and they having some issues. Real true fight. But I wanted to just bring some information, let you know I was back, let you know that it's real out here, and I just want to bring good information to you and get you to realize that you need to pivot. You need to start paying attention. Stop allowing people to take advantage of you, okay? Don't stick your head in the sand. It's not the time to keep doing that. It's real out here, okay? People are going through real situations out here. I know that you probably got the shot. Most of you did because you had to, because it's your situation. But it's not over. The Creator, some of you call him God, whatever you subscribe to, okay? The God in you, the God that lives in you, the Creator has a different outcome. No one knows the tomorrow. No one knows the future. All I want you to do is wake up and stop listening only to man. It's more than just man telling you what you can and can't do. It's the spirit that lives in you that's stronger. Start waking up and tapping into that spiritual you, that loving you. I'm just here to promote thought because I love you. Iris Green.